The Snapshot. Moving from live action to animation, the origin story of popular characters Optimus Prime and Megatron, this new Transformers is a semi-successful transformation. Transformers 1-6 out of 1-0 PG, 1 hour 44 minutes. Animated fantasy adventure, directed by Josh Cooley, starring Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm and Lawrence Fishburne. Now playing at Landmark Cinema, St. Catharines, Film, CA Cinemas, 5 Drive-In, Cineplex Winston Churchill and VIP and Cineplex Oakville and VIP. Transformers movies don't always have a great reputation. They're often well-produced but also shallow. Transformers 1 is a small improvement, it's technically dazzling and the animation is spectacular. And while simplistic and targeted at the older kids, it does have an effective story. Focusing on the story of well-known franchise leads Optimus Prime and Megatron is an intriguing premise for a Transformers movie, especially on their relationship as friends transforming into sworn enemies. Their changing relationship is the heart of the movie, and the characters of Orion, Optimus, voiced by Chris Hemsworth, and D-16, Megatron, voiced by Brian Tyree Henry, are a lot of fun to watch. They have great personalities, but also deep convictions about the politics and morals of their home Cybertron. Maybe it's ridiculous to take the politics and history of a robot planet seriously. But when the screenplay stays focused on the stakes of this alien world, that's when the fantasy story is most compelling. Unfortunately, half the movie is spent on juvenile, pandering antics that, while sadly common in Paramount animation. While the plot is thoughtful, the script is mostly unfunny and reminiscent of cheap writing in the tired, live-action Transformers franchise. Read more here. The Transformers: Rise of the Beasts are back even worse as the humor style and content matches the teenage target audience of the other films. This is an animated movie being marketed to young kids, but the language contains several lines inappropriate for their age, like one running joke of a character nicknaming themselves Badass-a-tron. That's too far for a kids' movie. Where Transformers 1 really shines is in the phenomenal animation and visual effects. Cybertron's detailed chrome landscapes, cities, and even wildlife show terrific character and production designs. It's visually marvelous and awe-inspiring. This is director Josh Cooley's second feature, following up his Oscar-winning work on 2019's Toy Story 4. It's evident he has an affinity for franchises and building on compelling relationships and conflicts from well-known characters. His directorial eye is just as sharp. What's missing? The nuance in screenplay from his writing team. Transformers 1 feels a lot like a bunch of teenage boys playing with their action figures at home. The story is vaguely interesting, and the strongest scenes tell a great adventure story. Even so, this is still a Transformers movie, missing the editing discipline that could take this robot fantasy world from good to great.